time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And today, a very special caller joining us, Peter Sagal, who you know as the host of NPR's news quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Peter, welcome.
Hi, longtime fan, first-time caller.
Now, Peter, folks know you as the host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, but you actually have a long and checkered resume.
Checkered, yes.
You were a publicist, you were an actor, you were a writer for a motorcycle magazine.
Yes.
And actually, I want to play something for you that may or may not remind you of something else from your past.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
You were supposed to be a snake charmer
I
in
was.
This video. Is that correct? What happened?
That is Michael Jackson's slightly lesser-known hit, Remember the Time. And back in the early 90s, around 91, 92, I was living in L.A., and I got cast as an extra for the shoot of the video for this. And I was supposed to be the snake charmer in the marketplace scene in the ancient pharaonic Egypt in which Michael Jackson is, for some unexplained reason, traveling. And he entered, and this was appropriate, in the manner of a pharaoh. I mean, the doors opened to the soundstage, and he came in, and he had this huge phalanx of attendants and personal videographers and family members. And
the giant feather fans.
Peacock feathers. Yes, yeah, it was crazy. It was pretty nuts. So, you know.
Peter, I mean, your past is fascinating, I have to
Isn't
say.
Isn't it, though?
But we're just postponing the inevitable.
Oh, my God.
Bruce is waiting patiently at the piano. Now, your job is to name the tune that's hidden in this puzzler he's about to play and the classical composer whose style he's imitating.
All right.
Shall we give this a shot?
Let's give it a try.
Peter Sagal, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Now you want me to answer the question, right?
That would be how this works.
Okay. So this is the thing. So I was listening to it for the first, I don't know how many measures, and I was like, I got no idea. And I started generating excuses by my automated excuse generator. I have that on board as a module. And then I heard him go, da-da-na-na-na-na-na-na. So I'm going to guess the tune was Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
That's yes.
That's yes. It was yes. That means
absolutely.
Yes.
It was yes.
But so, as for the style, I have John Cage. It was just sort of, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Well, it sounds like you do have an idea what century we're in.
Yes, well, definitely. Yeah, it was definitely modernist.
20th century.
There was a lot of what is to my uneducated ears, random plinking. So it was during the random plinking period.
You know,
period.
It's funny you should say that because this composer was often accused of wrong notism and randomness. In fact, one of his reviews when he performed his second piano concerto, he was 24 years old, and the review said that it sounded like he was just poking at the keys in a random manner.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so
clearly I have the mindset of a bourgeois Philistine music reviewer of whatever period this was.
Early 20th century.
I'm going to guess only because if somebody said to me, name a controversial modernist composer of the early 20th century, I'd say Stravinsky.
Well, that is not a terrible guess at all, but it's wrong.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you that one of the things about this, which isn't going to help you at all, it's interesting for some people, is that this is also based very closely on an actual piece of music. It's quoting it all over the place. So that doesn't help you too much.
Not at all.
But Stravinsky
is close.
All right. So now I got to think of, like, all the, I mean, this is just random, you know, random access memory, thinking of modernist composers of the 20th century. Bartok.
You were closer with Stravinsky.
See, now, you see, but that's the thing. See, here's the funny thing. You're saying that with the assumption that I know who these people are. They're just names to me.
Well, but you might know where Stravinsky came from.
I know where Stravinsky came from, Russia.
Yes, now you're in the right
country.
So now
you're saying modern Russian composers.
Yes, and this one, he's a big, big name.
Big name. So obviously when you say it, I'm going to go with that guy.
Yeah, and this is somebody who children know, too, because he wrote a lot of nice stuff for kids.
He did.
A couple of, at least two really famous ones.
I think what we've established here is that I have absolutely no further idea and that you should.
Well, you might know this.
Oh, Peter and the Wolf by Prokofiev.
Okay, now this is by the same guy, so you have a chance now.
It was not Prokofiev.
No, it is Prokofiev.
Sergei Prokofiev.
Yes, it is Prokofiev.
We got it.
I was just enjoying that.
You were terrible.
Wow, it's amazing how quickly he got that.
Yeah, I didn't think, but see, all I know about Prokofiev is Peter and the Wolf, which doesn't sound in that plinky fashion that you just played, so I would have never guessed that based on the style.
Well, you know, Prokofiev, first of all, this opening four bars, even the octave, somewhere is by Prokofiev, except he didn't use the words, and then I just continued the tune in his style, and then when it got to the part you recognized, that got accompanied with kind of creepy little chromaticisms that come from that period. And then, bum, bum, goes. And then it comes back. So instead of, you have.
For some reason, I'm picturing Judy Garland in Potemkin.
Yeah, Judy Garland in a baby carriage bouncing down steps.
Exactly.
You should know that Prokofiev himself called the tempo marking on this piece is ridiculosamente. And it's from a set of pieces called Vision Fugitive, Fugitive Visions.
Wow.
Well, Peter Sagal, for somebody who's not a musician, you did everything. You named the tune instantly. And you found your way to Sergei Prokofiev.
Well, here's the thing, and this is actually how I make my living. I don't really know anything, but I have just enough smattering of trivia that I can fake it for short periods of time, which is what I've done with you today.
A very important skill for a radio host. Peter Sagal, the host of the NPR News Quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and the author, by the way, of the book of vice, Naughty Things and How to Do Them.
Yes.
And I think I'll just leave it at that.
I recommend it to all. I think classical music fans in particular need this book. So get out there and pick it up.
Peter Sagal, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Fred. It was my pleasure.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.